McHenry, and joining us today on this Planaris podcast is Kirill Rogoff, a senior research fellow at the Gator Institute for Economic Policy. Kirill, thank you so much for joining me for this Planaris podcast. What have been the changes in social dynamics in Russia?
So the changes in this year, the changes were very important and very substantial because, you know, that for last 4 years, we had the situation of very high support, very high consolidation of support for political regime. It was after the, it started after the Crimea annexation in 2014. But this year, in 2018, the trends in long-term indicators shows the sudden drop in those indicators, and now we see that those indicators turn to the levels they had before Crimea annexation. So this period is finished, and this is the objective trends in indicators. So, and the problem is what the, it's not only about Putin's support, approval rating, famous approval rating. It's also about the how people's about people's assessments of the current situation in the country. So, and the question is, what does it mean, and if it means something? It really means because if we look back, we see that there were there are some periods in Putin's career. There are periods of high support and low support. When his rating is above 80% approval rating, it is the period of the situation of high support. And when it is about 65, it means low support, because, you know, the approval in such regimes like Russian means the different thing it means in competitive regimes. So we see that it's not crucial for political regime, for Putin's regime, to be under this low support mode, because Putin experienced now he experienced this situation fourth time in his career. But every time when we see this situation, this low support mode, it always was accompanied by some political turbulence. And the situation is dangerous for authoritarian regime, because this low support, it undermines the evidence of supermajorities supporting the regime. And that means that population and elites, they change their attitude to the regime and their strategies and so on. And moreover, the supermajority is very important for the leader of the authoritarian regime, because it provides him a sort of super legitimacy. So he's not the first player, but he's the game changer in this situation. He could change constitution, he could violate the rules and repress opposition and do everything he wants while there is evidence of this supermajority supporting the regime. So, and we see what is the result that on the one side, this low support, the situation of low support is not crucial for Putin, but at the same time, it is dangerous, and he needs to get out, to find a way to restore the evidence of supermajority. And we saw that in previous situations, in previous episodes, in 2000, when it was for the first time in April, spring to 2000, Kremlin seized the main asserts of media oligarchs and controlled TV, and this is the way how they manage the situation. In 2000, at the end of 2004 and the beginning of 2003, it was the second situation of low support condition, and in that situation, the economic performance was very good, and the economic situation was very favorable, and also Kremlin took control over regional elites, abolishing gubernatorial elections. In 2013, the third episode of low support, Kremlin started these affairs in Ukraine, annexed Crimea, started the war in East Ukraine, that initiated the rally along, around the flag campaign and restored the support. Now we see that there's no such good economic conditions, and even the confrontation with the West is not so effective now, because people, well, this section is growing. People are more focused on domestic problems, and they see Kremlin focus on foreign affairs like something boring, and the cause of its ineffectiveness in solving domestic problems. But nevertheless, we should know that Putin is now seeking and should to find the way how to turn tables around again, like in previous episodes, and to restore his the level of support for his regime, to restore the supermajority, because he is challenged with the 2024 problem, and he needs supermajority for extra legitimacy to solve this problem.